Streaming May 23rd only on BET Plus. Miss Pat is back.
I'm excited.
And it's time for some grown-ass family time.
I am a man.
Oh, you a man?
That's right. Then take my clothes off. You ain't pay for none of that on your back.
Dad, you can't ignore your mother forever. I've tried.
Would you like me to backhand you again?
The Miss Pat Show. Streaming May 23rd on BET Plus. To sign up and learn more, visit BET.plus.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
And
Okay. Yo, 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 Bully and the Beast podcast.
You.
I'm L'Oreal.
It's your boy Wax.
And we have a special guest today, SNS.
Well, what's going on? Thank you for having me.
What's going on? Straight from Harlem, correct?
Yeah. We're in my stomping grounds today.
So we have, how do you know we want people to know we film in Harlem?
I mean, I just said today. You told everybody.
But this is our set. This is our set, though.
This is a Zoom.
No, we tell them already anyway.
This is green screen.
Okay, so we're going to get into a lot of things today. But first and foremost, what's going on? Wax, you broke your phone.
Yes. Oh, my God.
You're useless.
Man, listen, people talk to me all the time like, yo, bro, why don't you have a case on your phone? You're just like always playing Russian roulette with your life. And listen, I have no lifeline with anything, anybody, anything. A lot of things always going on in my life. And this right now, I feel like the time that everything is happening. You see this shit? I know everything in the world is happening right now. And I'm just not getting the news. The aliens has invaded us while we doing this fucking show. All the banks is closed. People text me or told me like, yo, get out the house. It's on fire. Everything is happening right now.
The crazy thing is, once it gets fixed, nobody probably even texts.
Not even going to hit me at all. And I'm going to go look and see how many people hit me. It's like,
your shit turned back on.
You're going to say, mommy.
You ain't missed a notification or nothing.
Nobody even DM me.
I might go Denzel on them, training day on them niggas if I don't get no hit ups at that point. I'm scrambling around and I finally get my shit fixed and it was nobody. Ooh, I'm putting cases on all you bitches.
What's the longest you ever went without a phone in like today and age?
I ain't gonna lie, about, I wanna say 2 weeks.
2 weeks without a phone? You was in jail?
The first week, I was just like, I'm trying to see, yo, I'm trying to get a phone. I ain't want to pay for one.
Yeah.
But the second week, I'm like, I fake like this right now. I fake, you know what I mean?
After a while, it's kind of cool.
Yeah, I fake like being a little away from the world, just a little bit.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? But once that second week hit, I went to the iPhone store.
Yeah, now you have to do it. You had a flip phone. I could do a month. just so I could get in touch with like mommy and the kids and something like that. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, I really don't give a fuck.
Yeah, nah, for sure.
I ain't the guy. I might look at Instagram. I don't look at porn. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's why you got a phone if you don't look at porn?
I swear.
You never was like never?
Never, but like that's not my thing.
You're not gonna go on my thing and see the porn.
By like the internet, like sex tapes, like Kim K and Ray J. And
oh, like you seen those, but you don't do porn at all then.
I know, and it's crazy shit because I know like some of the porn stars. Like I know like Pinky. I think everybody knows
Everybody
Pinky.
Know
She's
Pinky.
Like a legend.
Yeah.
You feel me?
What's the other one? That ass.
Cherokee. And Roxy Reynolds, but that's because Max was old.
But these are like, aren't these like older?
That's what I'm saying. Maybe that's
I'm
how
like,
now
nah, I know
that's
the
how
porn
you know.
Star
I don't know.
But the new ones is just a swipe away on Instagram.
That's
you know
fact.
What I'm saying. So
new ones is on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Shit, on Instagram. Like you said, it's right there in your face.
So when you go like this, ass and titties, that's really Instagram. So I don't need to go to Pornhub or XX.
Nah, they fucking on Pornhub different though.
Yeah.
Yeah, they ain't the same.
I can't see it. I'd rather live porn. I'd rather like, you know what I'm saying, live. That's always been my problems. Ever since I was living in Miami, me looking at regular porn like this is like, why I could have somebody right here playing with themselves. You see what I'm saying?
But do you go to like sex clubs? Would you? Or have you?
I went there one time and it was just too much for me.
But you say you like live porn. That's a lot of porn.
But I like more, even when we go to strip clubs or something like that, I'm going there, I'm hollering at one of the girls, later on or whatever. And then I'm sitting back chilling. You know what I'm saying? Smoking, enjoying the vibes. I already got mine locked in.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not go over there and just enjoying myself. I can have a meeting inside the strip club because titties ain't going to do it for me. If y'all, I'm getting more hard off with Liberian when seeing her G-string before I get... girl trying to show me her titties. I can't do it.
Yeah, if I didn't rap, I probably would never go to the strip club, bro. I ain't gonna lie. The way, especially in New York, the way they be swarming up, bro. I go to the ATM, they own you. Feel me? From the start. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Then they scan you. They see what outfit you got on. Yeah, you got some money on you. Then they start pulling up on you, start shaking their shit on you. I ain't even go get my ones yet. They see you with the ones, they own you. They on you. They give you some type of look. They start wilding. I just go, yo, bro, here, bro.
Private.
You know what I'm saying? And I get up out of there.
And I don't even touch him. I just smoke and let them go ahead and play fact, each other out. Just play around or play with
each other. So I was going to ask that. So you've never fucked in the strip club or got your dick sucked?
Nah. I thought that was... I thought that was some movie shit.
Nah, that really happened.
I heard some of my homies be like, they go to some shits that's like, it ain't popping strip clubs. It's like one of them little...
Yeah.
Junior's bachelor parties.
There's like big name strip clubs that I could think of. I'm not gonna say where.
They give happy endings.
Yeah,
no, it ain't even about no happy. It's like niggas know. Niggas, it's a popular spot.
They pay you the right.
But I guess you gotta pay. If you pay like you weigh, then you can stay, baby.
But when the guys they was like paying for guys to get pussy, like uncle just up in there like, oh, yo, go to room 3. I got that already for you. Like, that's why. But I wasn't like this. Like, I'm paying to get pussy.
Now, yeah, one time, my homeboy tried to put a bitch on me, and I'm like, stop playing with me. And he like, yo, you should go with her. I'm like, what the fuck? And this my homeboy. He like, no, I'm telling you, she's like, bitches that told me. I'm like, don't, what are you doing?
Hey, what is she
why me
do?
Though? Why me? It was a bunch of us. I'm like, pick
she
another.
She got the best tongue in the world.
That's probably what it is.
He was like, I'm telling you.
She had this semi-automatic.
I don't know.
What else could a girl do to another girl? He'd be like, yo, she got it. Like, what could she do?
I didn't want to learn today.
She got to devour you. That's, that's really it. That's all she could learn.
I don't like it. So, like, respect to dances and, you know, whoever do what they respect. Do. But when I'm in there because everybody else in there. It's never my idea. Like, hey, you know what we should do? Magic City. Like, it's never, that's not it. It's because everybody's going and I'm forced. And
I'm about to go there in May.
So you see what I mean? Well, I drive past it every day to go to
Magic City. Dope. That's going to be my most expensive weekend. I already see it now.
First of all, it's $100 to park at Magic City's parking lot. Let's just start here. You're not even getting in. It's $100. If you park, that's how you know you got to have money to go to motherfucking Magic City. They don't want you in there if you ain't got a couple dollars. Nope. So, but what happens is
the money do not come in here.
The girls come over to the women first, I feel like. And they want to rub their stuff on and go dance on him. Please don't rub on. Now, if you see me, like, I might throw some singles. Yeah, I will. But still don't grind your poom poom on me.
I think they'd be more comfortable doing it with y'all.
That's cool.
Than the niggas.
Yeah. I'm not.
It's a good strategy. You know what I'm saying? Go to the woman first, and then the men see it. That's automatic. That's a double turn on. So the guy gonna come and start really throwing the money. You know? What
yeah,
I'm saying?
That's
you
what they do. That's the plan. But I'm not trying to be part of the plan unless you split in this bag with me.
I done created some fights, like with throwing the money, bitches start getting shaking. I ain't gonna lie, I done recorded that a few times. That was fun though. That'd be fun.
Peace. But then would you still fuck with that girl?
No. But you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, like, it's just fun to watch. You know what I'm saying? That's the best part of the strip club to me. When I could throw some money in a spot and they scrambling the money and then they start fighting. Bitch, that's my one. They start getting shaking. That's like my
area.
Yeah, that's cause some bitches be so foul. You know I ain't throw this money at you, sweetheart. They'll
bully.
Go over there and try to pick up the brand with her. Like, what you mean?
What if she smells funny and she's like on you? Like,
I gotta move.
So how do you move? How do you get out of it? And I'm talking about she's off. On you like glue and she's walking off with you. Rubbing your back.
Man, I ain't gonna lie. I
would you tell her?
Homies.
You had to say, yeah.
Yo, I mean, like.
That's fucked up. You ain't shit. Don't be his friend, y'all.
because look, you got to sit back and see if he feel the same thing. What if he don't think that? He might love it there. What if I might think she stink? He might think she smell like roses.
Aromas.
I mean, he might love that aroma.
I think that's true, though. Certain people feel and smell different ways than others. Like, for instance, like I said, like, I guess that's why there's so many scents. Somebody, I can smell somebody and be like, oh my God, they stink. And the other person be like, I didn't smell anything.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But I, like, it might be something to you that triggers, like,
I
that you
only
like,
not do that when I'm like, when I'm smoking and somebody come around, I'm like, oh, shoot, smell like weed. It's like, damn, I can't smell it.
Yeah,
nose line.
That's it. Like,
you know, it was a girl that her pussy smelled and I liked her. And only reason why I didn't want nobody else to fuck her because the pussy smelled. You know what I'm saying?
So he didn't want nobody to know.
I ain't want nobody else to know that Wax was fucking this nasty shit. He was in love with this.
Oh, you was trying to keep this on the low.
Yeah, it was a secret.
So I kept I kept fucking her because of that. And that pussy was not smelling good. I just didn't want nobody else to smell the pussy.
But he wouldn't tell her that her pussy stinks. And that's so crazy.
I used to try to throw a hint to be like, damn, yo.
He don't want nobody else to fuck because it'll ruin his shit. Like, you feel me? Like, yeah, not with the bitch, though, but with the fact that, ew, nigga,
I get that, but how can you know?
That's the only reason why I kept on doing this shit.
If one of his homies go hit that, and then he feel like, yo, this shit.
That's wild.
I get that, but you're going to do all that instead of just telling her, like, come on, let's figure this out.
I try. Because
you were still fucking with her.
I try. Listen, you can watch that garbage can all you want to. Whenever it's garbage in there, you can know it's garbage in there. And it's something that just ain't right. It just ain't even every time either. It's just like, yo, you know what?
Oh, so wait, it wasn't every time?
It wasn't every time. It's just like, you know, when you put, you know, onions and tomatoes
and
garbage. You know what I mean? If you just put a bunch of bread inside the garbage, it's not going to smell.
No. Was you sleeping with other girls at that time?
I had maybe a couple of times.
Yeah, so basically you was giving her BV.
Mm-mm, it wasn't me.
Because if you because if the pussy don't stink certain times and then it stinks out of nowhere,
that means she was fucking somebody else. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, like,
there's
she was
no
fucking
garbage in there, unless it was garbage in there.
You was the garbage in there.
When I was fucking, it was okay. You know what I'm saying? But it's like I came back at a certain time or something like that. I'm like, yeah, it's been used. You know what I'm saying?
It's been tampered with.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if I wasn't home all day and you look open your garbage can, you see garbage in that motherfucker. You're like, who the fuck is there? But this one let me know that somebody threw a motherfucking sub in that motherfucker.
Is crazy. Okay, now, let's get into giving some people some advice, because that's what we really are supposed to be doing here, which is a hot mess. Okay, so...
You just gave her, though. If you're fucking a girl with some stink pussy, I think you should tell her. You can go to Wax Way.
Yeah.
You better keep that shit so the way
So you can either tell her, like I said, or keep it to yourself and keep fucking her. The stink pussy aunties. Oh, but hold on. Yeah. She obviously was fucking somebody else if you said there was a sub in the trash.
Yes.
So somebody did know you was fucking stink pussy.
Nah,
but what if you don't know him? Pussy. It's like, yo, I got on Friday, Wax got on Wednesday.
He knows
she was being tampered with too, but he might not know with who though.
He probably doing the same thing. Like,
he
I don't want nobody
you.
To smell this pussy.
I'm blaming that nigga.
He might be blaming you. I'm blaming that nigga.
It's definitely Wax. Whatever it is, it's Wax. Okay, so if y'all want to reach out to us and get some advice, all you got to do is slide in our DM.
Yeah. Hit the DMs at Bully and the Beast Podcast, Yeru.
Okay, and we'll give you the good advice, the hood advice, and let's get into it. Hey, y'all, I need advice again. So my best friend and also my goddaughter's mom is in a toxic-ass relationship, and to be honest, it's weighing heavily on our friendship. So she's 30, I'm 29, but her man is 42, 12-year difference.
Okay.
He's literally a broke ass aspiring rapper who, instead of trying to get to the bag, spends all his time in his bum ass studio trying to make music. He and my friend are literally living like fucking bums, and it's driving me crazy. They are currently squatting in an old ass crib that's literally falling apart. Holes in the ceiling, stairs caving in, and the crib is just fucking disgusting. Mind you, my friend has her own apartment, but she refuses to go home because she wants to keep tabs on her bum ass boyfriend. Now, her boyfriend, like I said, is 40 plus, broke, still gangbanging, and even hits on her every once in a while. What the fuck do I do? I tried giving her advice, but she won't leave the nigga. He even allows his crip friends to disrespect her. They call her all types of names. Hold on, sorry. All types of names. It's literally to the point where I don't want to be friends with her anymore off the strength of me hating the way his friends blatantly disrespect her, their living conditions, and me feeling like she would rather live in a situation where she could keep her eyes, where she can't, rather live in a situation where she can keep eye, what the fuck? Where she can keep close eyes on this nigga rather than just going home and trying to provide a better life for her and her two daughters.
And girls.
She argues with me all the time about me not wanting to come over to where she stays to see my goddaughter. But it's like, I have a 5-year-old son of my own and I just refuse to bring him in that toxic environment. Yeah. I even told her plenty of times, like, I don't mind seeing the baby, but you got to bring her to my crib. Now, my shit is clean. I hire a cleaning lady, and plus, I'm a germaphobe, so I don't play that dirty shit. Plus, I have mad room for the kids to be here. You know, kids, playroom, big-ass yard, but she just will not pull up. Please help. I don't know what to do. I love my friend. I love my goddaughter, and I just don't know what to do. And P.S., I don't know if I mentioned, but the nigga also punched her in the face. It breaks my heart. Please help.
It breaks my heart.
It broke her nose, I'm sure, yeah. too.
Is that his
He's
kids?
He's a demon. Huh?
Is that his kids?
Do you want me to call her and ask her?
Yeah, I mean, she left that out. You know what I'm saying? Because that'd change certain things.
No, because she said her two daughters, not theirs.
Peace.
So I'm assuming that this is just a boyfriend. She would have said baby father.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what is she to do in this situation?
I take it that the boyfriend is Crip.
Yeah, because he got Crip friends.
He got Crip friends. Or if he's blind, let his Crip friends wild on his girl. that's crazy.
Wow, God.
That's different. I never heard nothing like that before.
But 40 plus gangbanging? Squatting in houses?
Squatting in a trap is crazy.
Maybe that's why he brings her. Why doesn't she go home? Why doesn't he come to her house?
She love it there.
Yes.
She love it there.
She's living like somebody that doesn't have kids.
Why don't the friend just take the, like, yo, let me pick up my goddaughter and then I'll take her to on stuff and have fun so she can do whatever it is. Because love is blind.
Because they're friends, you know? So I guess she's assuming like,
bitch, why you won't pull up to my trap?
Yeah, come over, hang out, bring the kids.
Hang out and do what? Listen to your man's raps?
Nah, Crip walk.
Like, what are we about to do?
I would really have to put my friends to the side. Like, bitch, how old are you?
Yes.
Are like, what the attention? Fuck are you fucking with a nigga that is squatting and cripping? Like,
squatting and cripping is crazy.
All right, but so you see, if she sit there and not going to leave him, you got to find a way to make him leave her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Burn the house down. It seems like it's about to fall anyway.
We gotta do something. We gotta sit there and say, she was fucking one of the Crip friends. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, he might get her killed.
No, he might kill her. Yeah, he might kill her. Don't play with that nigga.
I'm trying to figure out what can you do to turn a man off that don't give a fuck about a girl. You could easily turn a man off who loved this girl so much, his wife.
But he don't give a fuck about himself. So it's given like he's not even that type of person. Look at how he lives.
Give a fuck. That's
how does really, how did he even get her in the beginning?
Probably she tricked her.
Trash? That's the real question. Is she trash? Like, I'm talking about, like, is how her parents, is she trash?
She's giving trash.
That's a, because
she giving two
then,
baby fathers.
Because it's like, all right, if you trash, you're not really trash. Getting a lot of niggas that's really liking you for real. So this nigga like you, and then he letting you stay with him and shit like that. She probably like cherishing this nigga. He like me. I can't get another nigga.
Or listen to every story he say, like, yo, I got another deal. Every week he got another deal and keeping her around.
But why the fuck do you think that she hasn't convinced him to move into her house?
Because he probably hit her with the, yo, I'm a man, I want to stay in my own trap.
Yep.
I got to say trap because y'all said squatting. So that
she said falling through the fucking floor, the stairs is falling.
They're in the bandeau. For real.
They're in the bando. That's a fact.
They're in the bando.
I know how to get it separated. Call the fucking police on that nigga.
Get the bando raided as
tell I exactly bet you she got back then.
Nah, think about it. They just sitting there having quality time in the bando and niggas just bum rush that shit. Boom,
the crazy thing is they gonna come in there and see nothing but his bum ass recording equipment. That nigga don't even sell drugs.
Niggas just in the spot recording.
I'd be like, I know these gangsters.
I was like,
but he got to pay for studio time though. At least he's smart at something.
But I'm saying
he can't afford it. He has no money, no job, no nothing.
He got his own studio. This
does he know? So I'm taking like, all right, you got the studio in the crib. I would take it like, all right, this nigga know how to like engineer a little bit.
Yes.
Do y'all know what nowadays you should know? The fucking studio is a laptop and a fucking Shure mic.
Yeah, but you can know how to mix. So if you know how to mix, you can get a job somewhere.
You think that nigga is mixing his records? You on drugs.
We in a band though.
You in a band though with him?
You doing everything.
That shit a rough mix. That shit a rough mix.
She said bump ass rapper. She didn't say they be playing his shit down here in Cincinnati.
I think she just hate that nigga.
Bump
ass rapper. He probably dead nice, but he's not going nowhere.
He ain't dead nice.
No, he's not dead.
Not at 40 plus, and we never heard of this clown. And he living in a fucking trap.
Where they from?
She didn't say.
Chi-town.
That got to be something.
She didn't say.
Philly,
Detroit,
Jersey, whatever cribs that could be boarded up.
It's given Detroit, like in the parts that's not built up yet.
Flint, not Detroit.
Flint.
Flint.
It's given Flint.
It might got to be Flint.
Yeah, man. That water fuck.
So, okay, they from Flint.
Yeah,
so, what are we going to do? So, what do you think she can do to get her friend? Now, she got to save her. Like you said, love is blind.
You got to love her for it. You got to love her for it. I know that's the only fucked up thing is, that's her godchild, so she can't just really like.
You can't just shake
love
it and leave
her
it.
From a distance and shit like that because the godchild. And once you love her from a distance, you're away, you're gonna be thinking about the kid. Like, damn,
yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, you'll feel like, you know what I mean, some type of guilt for that. So, that's tough, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Well, bitch, you put your hands on that nigga then. What the fuck? She got a man?
Shoot that nigga. No, but see.
She got a man?
Nah, ain't nobody about to go fuck with the Crips, nigga.
Right, but listen.
40-year-old man that's outside banging, like I want to fuck with that nigga.
If he in the band, though, squatting, no bread.
He don't got nothing to
he's
lose.
He's not big homie.
No.
And he don't give a fuck.
Nah, he don't give a fuck. Nah, he will.
But
he
this
will,
is what I'm
he's
saying.
He's down to die about this shit.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
What else he'll do? He'll fuck her.
Yeah, for sure.
So you got to go in there and show that.
That's what you do.
Shit.
That's what you do. That's what you do.
Go
you
fuck
go,
him.
You go make it seem like you about to get that nigga a little pussy. He gonna feed into that shit.
Yep.
He
all gonna, she gonna do? Yeah, you gonna. That's how you get out of her life.
Friend, like, listen, look, this nigga ain't shit.
Listen to me. That's not gonna work. All that's gonna happen. She is gonna get out of her life, but the nigga is gonna make her cut off old girl to godmother.
Yeah, because he got more pumps.
He got way more power than she has.
More pumps is gonna win.
I'm not gonna lie.
Love
a nigga, yeah, a nigga get in there, and you love that motherfucker. That nigga could convince you to give up on your mother.
Homeless dick down. He might really be.
You get what I'm saying?
He's
wilding
it. Beat her in there.
I see bitches abandon their families, all kind of shit. So what you think a best friend about to do?
Ashtray, bitch. Yeah, yeah, he might be going. He might not. He might really be slinging homeless.
You get what I'm saying?
And be giving her like this. You feel me? Now he might really be.
I slid homeless meat before, and I was the. The Nizzy.
That's not funny. I couldn't even imagine dealing with a dude that doesn't have a damn place to live. Like, why are you fucking happens, right now? Man. Well, you're fucking because you got to find somewhere to stay.
Yeah, that's
but
what
like, yeah. Yeah, but I mean, as far as me accepting.
You got a point to prove. She got it. You got to fuck her so good that she say, you know,
and
you
she don't need nothing
leave.
From you. Yeah, she don't need nothing from you. That's
why she's
so fucking.
Great.
Now you
but
in there eating up all the kids'
pussy?
Snacks.
Especially when she had no kids. Score.
I'm sorry. You got to at least.
Kids and you sling a homeless dick, that's your crib now.
Sure. You got to at least take care of
your car, your bank account.
Yo, if she don't got no kids and you sling homeless dick to her, bro.
It's all yours.
Yeah, that's all yours. Facts.
Like,
split down the middle.
Ladies,
I never done it, but I just know. You feel me? Like, that's just what it is.
If he can't take care of himself, you definitely should never let him in your vagina ever. Like, I couldn't even look the way of a nigga that can't take care of himself. And that's not because I want him to take care of fucking me. But if you can't take care of yourself, that's fucking disgusting to me.
No,
and
sure
I just, that my fucking pussy don't even work for shit like that. It turns off.
Shit.
All the way.
Like, that's what I'm saying. How does she get attracted to, like, she gotta
she
be
a bum.
Trash.
Yeah, she a bum.
She gotta be trash.
She has to be trash. That's the only thing I can see.
In front of bum.
You cannot be bad. I don't give a, bro, you could be a bum. If you look good and you a bum, you're going to
win.
You're going to throw that body to a rich nigga. He might throw
he's
the bag
good.
On you. Word of mouth.
When I say bum, that's not what I mean. Like, bum to me don't mean money. Like, you can have mad money and be a bum ass nigga,
yeah. Straight
right?
Up. I know plenty.
This
know
is
plenty.
A bum ass bitch. Yes. I'm going to tell you why. Bums. You got two daughters, which means they see this.
Yes.
This is how they about to let a man treat them.
For sure.
Punch in the face, live in a trap, in a fucking homeless place that's not even
that's set.
And this is what you're doing to your kids. You a bum ass bitch.
No, you 100%. Are. You are.
Harriet.
Like, I don't even know how the friend, like, again, it's really the kid. It's really the goddaughter that's keeping the friend in.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. I don't think she'd give a fuck if her friend was making bad.
She'd have been called.
Yeah. I mean, I do think, okay, so say you was going down the wrong path, or a friend of yours was just going straight down the wrong path.
I had that before.
What did you do in
I
that?
I told that nigga about himself.
And did it work?
I mean, he made it seem like it did, but when it, I don't think it did. I think my man locked up in jail right now. Free my man. You feel me? But, you know what I'm saying? When he come, but when, this the thing though. If I told you about yourself and I'm telling you to get on this certain type of time and you telling me you're going to get on this type of time and shit like that, and you do some dumb shit to get you, and you do some dumb shit to get you back jammed up again, and that's what you keep going, I'm going to start thinking you like it over there in jail, and then don't ask me to send you nothing. I'm going to tell you no.
Right. You feel I'm going to help you the first.
You feel me? If you went to jail but trying to get a bag or some shit, or a nigga disrespected you, and you had to handle yourself,
I'll send you
with everybody. You feel me?
Yeah.
But if you just constantly keep getting locked up for stupid shit, petty shit, and I'm telling you about yourself, and you tell me, it's like, yo, S, I hear you, bro. You got you right, bro. When I come home, shit gonna be different, woo, woo, woo. And then you back in there on some bull. Don't ask me to send you nothing.
But what if she's scared right now?
She could be.
Yeah, possible. Say she's scared to even tell her friend.
Cousins, nothing.
Maybe she doesn't.
Shit.
And then she's scared to tell her friend because she don't want her to get involved, and now she's wrapped up.
What would you do if your son was at home?
Crying all alone in the bedroom.
Because he's hungry. That's all I hear when this shit.
Why do we look like City High right now?
You feel me?
What would you do?
You know what I mean? That ass, though. It's like I feel bad for her. I really don't. I'm lying. Because
she put herself in a situation. She knew what type of nigga he was.
I feel bad for the friend, cause she the one that really got to be like, oh damn, I really, cause the, when you got a god child, you damn near got to treat that like that's your child.
That's
if anything happens,
oh my god, my god child is expensive child.
So it's
for under
what
one.
She needs. Yeah, so mine is 21. So yeah.
Oh yeah, she wants Prada, Gucci,
everything.
Wait, who's 21?
I went through proms and everything.
Who is 21?
Brianna, my goddaughter.
Oh, I'm thinking of kids. I'm sitting there like, nigga, dude, what?
No.
Oh,
that's
okay.
That's the only daughter I have, praise the Lord.
Oh, I was like, what the fuck? Oh,
and
yeah,
she's past the stage.
They're expensive.
The
they're almost, it's almost, it's like your child, like you said.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like, she probably got that guilt. Like, yo, it's like, if she wasn't in the picture, she probably would have cut her friend off.
That's a fact.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because I don't need this. I'm good.
Cares about her. You could tell because she she's very invested.
Yeah.
And the whole thing was about her. It wasn't really about, well, my goddaughter.
Is she saying anything to the nigga? And do she got a nigga? Because
Damn, you want to take it to that? Because think about it. That's street shit for real.
Literally going to be getting there. You know what I'm saying?
Either that or... Your friend died, and your friend could get hurt in that process because you just said he beats her.
Right, so you know,
so call the police.
You said it. No, you said it. Before.
Call the police.
Yes, I want him to go to jail.
No, you said, you know, you do. You could find, it's a thing called, it's a bunch of termites you could get, right? Go to the house,
okay,
put a bunch of termites in the corners of the house, and that motherfucking house will come down.
Man, that's a fact. Nigga, that shit gonna have holes.
All
holes
through that
nigga,
shit.
The stairs already fell down. They kept them in there.
Fucking house. You can go to this website and go get termites.
You know how many abandoned houses there are? That nigga's just gonna set up shop somewhere else.
She could go far away from that nigga. Yeah. Get a bottle of Flint.
She likes him.
I know somebody.
Get a bottle of Flint.
It's crazy.
Go to Detroit. Leave Flint. Go to Detroit.
Uncle
Shaw. You feel me?
We love just want to make it clear.
Yeah. Just talking shit. I could have said motherfucking.
You should have said the Bronx.
Shit get wild in the Bronx. I ain't gonna lie.
This sound like a Bronx story to me.
This might be,
this might be a
Bronx story
no,
though. This might be.
His house is in the Bronx.
Yeah, uptown, like White Plains Road.
You can find some, especially abandoned.
He's got an apartment. So
that's what I'm saying.
That's not more like Connecticut, though.
All right, fuck where it is.
Connecticut.
Right.
Yeah, that's over there.
Waterbury.
What is she going to do?
She got to say something.
Get rid of the house.
You feel me? Because you going to either not say nothing and wait till he keep beating dog shit out of her, hurt her for real, then you're going to say something then.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You might as well address it then. If he say something to you, you feel me? You go get your niggas to handle him.
So somebody going to get murdered. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody going to get murdered. It's looking like somebody going to get murdered.
And it's our friend.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I wonder what she means by disrespecting, like, the friends.
Ain't that how it happened in Love is Blind? Didn't the girl get beat to a coma or some funny shit? And she had to pull up to the funeral?
Yeah, all right.
Get rid of the house. A situation I know just happened.
He going to move into the apartment.
He might pull up like Bishop and Juice. As soon as she closed the door, he right there.
But he going to be uncomfortable in there. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he's got the kids right now.
If I was her, I would move.
Like, I get in that compartment. Go in your apartment, young lady.
Yeah.
With the babies.
Yeah.
She needs somebody to fuck her and make her have more than how many pussy.
I'm not going to lie.
Is he tracking her? He got a phone? Like, is he tracking her?
He probably is.
He might be tracking
her. But sometimes girls are just that, or women, whatever, are just so dumb to relationships and stuff like that. What I would do personally, I would stop talking to her.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I would just cut her off.
Yeah, like,
and when she asked me why we don't talk anymore, oh, your goddaughter wants to see you, I'd be like, listen, I'm sorry, but I can't be around that environment and I can't co-sign this shit at all. And I feel like if I just sit here around you and act like it's cool, that's me agreeing with it.
That's the toughest shit you could do. But it's
hard.
The realest shit you could do.
But that you got
100%.
To. It's tough love.
Because you can't, hopefully she could be like, damn, now I lost the only person that really give a fuck about me.
Exactly.
Maybe I'll get my shit
together.
It's
going to take her a while to get that through her head, though, because what's going to happen is where he's not there.
Oh, don't worry. When he knocks her upside the head, it'll put right in her head.
No, because she's going to be embarrassed. So she's not going to come out and she's not going to say anything.
Yeah. You got to start telling her blink once, blink twice if it's, you know what I mean? Shit going on.
Nah, you just got to keep on doing things to the crib, like turn the water off. Like, I've been in the house.
The water and everything is, oh, wait a minute. How they squatting in there? And he got the equipment in there. Where's the lights?
Electricity and lights.
As long as you're still paying that.
Maybe it's not a abandoned house, but like you said, it's a trap. You know when you see a trap, it got water and shit.
They might be sleeping on the floor type shit.
No, squatting mean that they stand in a house that they overpass the bills for months.
But she's saying it's a bum house.
Don't they start turning shit off and shit like that?
I mean, as long as you're paying your electricity and your water, you all right.
Okay.
These motherfuckers squatting for like years in people's apartments. Like, I know landlords that's pissed the fuck off because they can't kick them out. They can't kick these motherfuckers out. As long as they're there, you can go to court if like you can't kick these people out, they got nowhere to go.
Squatters' rights?
Yeah. That shit fucked up.
That's a real thing.
So you have to get rid of the crib. Get rid of that fucking crib. Put termites in it.
Yeah, I forgot this. Excuse me. She's choosing to be there is what she's saying is because she wants to keep an eye on him so he don't do nothing.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Yeah. That's my... Now, this is where I really lose remorse. Eye on him doing what?
Cheating. Miss?
So what?
That's what she thinks she's doing.
Nobody else going
bring
in that studio.
Nobody's
bringing other joints in that studio. You don't have no other bitch in that studio but me. I'm your biggest fan. Like, yes. What?
Cheerleader.
Yo.
Nah, it's mental health going on over there.
Yeah, what does she think he dead nice? Nah. She probably think he nice.
It's mental health going on over there.
This is Memphis. You know what's going on out here?
He beating your ass. He got the Crip niggas wiling you up. And you want to keep your eye on him for what?
Nigga, this is hustle and flow.
Yeah, nah. He was fucking the shit out of her. For sure. That's hands down. That's hands down the reason.
She's not leaving this nigga, so you gotta go or deal with her doing this.
As the friend, get up out of here.
She's an adult.
Don't look back.
Get out of that house.
Yeah.
I know somebody who their relationship is over because the house is not there no more. Get rid of that house.
He doesn't have a house. That's what you don't get. He just goes where the wind blows. So it doesn't matter.
When he loses his studio, he gonna lose his pride. That's the only thing the man has.
Oh, that's what you do. One day when he leave out of there, you just take everything out. Get up out of there. Take the equipment and run.
He's going to
follow that equipment for the rest of his life.
He might dish you. He might find out enough, get some more, I don't know how to get more equipment, but he's going to find
He's going to find that studio.
And he's going to dish you.
Now, you know good and damn well she's going to buy him another one. This is her biggest fan.
You know what? Fuck her then.
He's the biggest fan.
She's too toxic. She wants this. She's the problem. Yeah, she might be the problem.
She's the problem.
She is the problem.
Because he's going to be who he is. He's still going to be in that crib if she leaves.
Because if he's doing all this to you and the least thing, the real thing you're worrying about is this nigga cheating? Like, what's the value there? Like, you want all that homelessness to yourself.
Like, yes, that's her. Yes.
You ain't trying to share that trap.
No. She gonna stick beside him.
I ain't want to share that pussy.
That's true.
She like, nah, I don't give a fuck what's going on. She ain't trying to share that dick. He's knocking the bricks off pussy. Yeah, we're into my mama. He's knocking the bricks off.
They made crib niggas up there smoking that bunk.
Yeah.
So give up on the friendship.
Yeah, got to. You got they're not leaving each other.
Same page. And these days, I don't know how old they are, but once you get a certain age, if you're not on the same page as certain people, you just got to be like this.
Yeah, 100%.
You stay there. Or go somewhere and make her come to you.
It's a lot of niggas I got like love for that I don't even be around no more.
But as far as the goddaughter title and the goddaughter, what do you
do? Send her gifts still.
Yeah, you can do that.
Send her gifts.
Do the P.O. Christmas, box still work over there?
Yeah, Christmas time, birthdays.
Do the P.O. box still work over there? Can you still mail
Amazon
shit over there?
Amazon still rocking.
I feel like the moment that something dropped there and none of y'all see that shit drop there, somebody gonna steal that shit.
I just hope she doesn't have the kids living in this situation. I hope maybe her mother's taking care of
the moms,
kids.
Right?
Or
yeah.
The grandma, yeah. You know, Mima. Yeah. I hope somebody else is Nana. Taking care of these kids because...
Big mama.
Well, I guess not, because then she could just go link up with them to go see the kid.
NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Streaming May 23rd only on BET Plus. Miss Pat is back.
I'm excited.
And it's time for some grown-ass family time.
I am a man.
Oh, you a man?
That's right.
Then take my clothes off. You ain't pay for none of that on your back.
Dad, you can't ignore your mother forever.
I've tried.
Would you like me to backhand you again?
The Miss Pat Show. Streaming May 23rd on BET Plus. To sign up and learn more, visit BET.plus.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
What does the mother have to say about this?
This bitch is mad as hell that she's being written about, and it's nothing like what she thinks.
Like, we look good.
What if she calls like a 2-bedroom apartment trash? Because she's, you know what I'm saying? We don't know what
that
her.
Might be, that's the thing, too. That's what I'm saying. Like, because when she said bum ass rapper, that was a little more emotion in there.
That hit you in the gut because think about it, as a rapper, right? How does that make you feel? Like, has somebody ever like called you or like called you out and had like basically they didn't believe in you?
I had people that didn't believe in me.
But what was the worst thing they said?
Only when I, what's the worst thing that they said to me? What's the worst thing that they said to me? This nigga S ain't moving like he used to be, man. This nigga S ain't on the radio like he used to be. That's the worst.
Yeah.
And it was from a nigga that like
that you fucked with.
It was a nigga that damn near helped made me like take this shit serious.
Damn.
You feel me?
Like, looked up
mind you, like I wasn't going to the radios at that point because niggas told me, like, bro, niggas don't care about radio like that. You need to focus on the internet.
That's not true.
So that's what I was, I took that time to focus on just the internet. Like, I could get playing on the radio like that. So when he said this to me, what you think I did? I sent this shit right to Flex.
Yeah, that's how I was about to say. You need all that.
I sent this shit right to Flex. And Flex was bombing
around.
Yeah,
shit. I'm as like, you should.
All right, next time you see me, I said, what's up, bro? You
nope. Hear me?
You hear me? Like,
I know you hear me on the radio. You know what I mean?
Like, true. Yeah. Still
thinking. Like, listen, it might not have been a bad thing. It's just like you put the battery in your back, it put you back on the same side.
Yeah, but it's like, I'd rather you said it to me. You ain't even saying it to me.
No, they're not going to say it to you.
Yeah, you feel me? Now, he ain't say it to me. Okay. I would have told him what I would have said, like, bro, I'm not even focused on the radio, bro. I mean, I would have been like, bro, as long as you know me, how many times have I been getting played on the radio, bro? If I ain't getting played this time around right here, it got to be a reason. It will never be because I'm not what I am.
But
nigga,
that's not even the worst thing to say.
Because nobody ever really disrespected me like that, for real, for real.
But see, you found it as disrespectful. Do you think it's really the
It's fact, disrespect because of who it is. That, if it was somebody else, I wouldn't have gave a fuck.
Do you think it's because of the fact that it was somebody that was so close to you and that he was even discussing you behind your back?
Yeah.
I know that that's what it was.
If it was like a random nigga, I wouldn't have gave a fuck.
Because that's only what you heard. You didn't hear the rest of the conversation.
No, he agreed. He knew. Like, when I found out, he told my cousin. Yeah. It's just we all grew up together. So he told my cousin. I don't know why he didn't think my cousin was going to tell me. When I said that to him, he's like, I feel like he knew he was going to tell him, but he just ain't care.
But like, even with your cousin, your cousin could have even made it sound worse, right?
Yeah.
Or he could have made it sound lighter. So it's like, unless you're there in the space.
That's true.
Yeah. You're not really not sure.
But anything you say and anything of that in that realm about me, why you ain't say it to me first?
Yeah.
Before saying it to my cousin.
No, that's a fact.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
especially when we got a relationship, you feel me? Like, that's how I felt. So.
Yeah.
But I didn't take it like I ain't stop talking to him.
I was going
to
ask that. Do you cut that person off?
No. I ain't stop talking to him. I just told him, like, nigga, just stop. You bumped your head, nigga.
Do you move different?
With him?
Situation like that?
Nah, because I ain't going to lie. At this point, I make money off this shit. Like, this is my job. This ain't my hobby. So for a nigga to say anything, I'm going to be like, yo, bro, we can go buck for buck right now. We can go buck for buck right now. And what you doing? You traveling right now? I ain't traveling no more. This is what I'm doing right here. How much money you make per week? I make that off one feature.
Right.
You feel me?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I can say shit like that, but when I start saying shit like that, because I'm from Harlem and my ego and shit like that, when I get like that, it rub a nigga off the wrong way. That's why I be cooling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I don't be having to say that to niggas. I don't be caring. That's niggas' opinions. I know what I'm doing. You feel me?
Yeah.
And you gotta ask the nigga, like, what is this person doing? That's saying anything on me.
And you still want to keep your blessings, because I feel like when we brag and do stuff like that, that's when God is like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that's why I'm super humble, because in where I'm from, I done seen niggas rise, talk they shit while they them niggas. Like, in Harlem, bro, when you fall off, you really the butt of niggas' jokes for real. Like, niggas will remember when you was talking that shit, and then you fall flat. They might not even say it to you. They gonna say it to everybody in the town. No, everybody talking about it. Like, you feel me? Like, you gonna be that joke. You know what I'm saying? And you gonna feel it. Niggas ain't even, the females ain't looking at you the same way they was doing you. You know what I'm saying? All sorts of shit. You know what I'm saying?
So does that go for all? Cause I know, like, Harlem, that's the basketball games. You got all kinds of stuff.
It's not just rap. It's facts. It's not just rap. It's niggas that we thought was gonna go to the A.
Yeah.
Then it got some pussy. You feel me? Winning that thing raw, she got a kid, your NBA dreams is over.
Yeah, but one of the hottest groups that came out of Harlem obviously was Dipset, right? So now they're not the Dipset that when we was growing up, that they are now today. So how do people view, like, how would you say?
They sanctioned already, though. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? They done, like, all three of them done opened doors for other niggas. So it's like, they don't got to be, like, the Dipset crew anymore, because this nigga, with Juelz, they're slowing them niggas, you know what I'm saying? With Jim helped everybody in the town. Me, he not just in Harlem, he helped niggas like me, helped niggas like Bucks, he helped Dice, he helped mad niggas in the town. So niggas still love Jim, and Jim be outside, to be honest, you know what I'm saying? Cam is like sanctioned to everybody. He's GOAT, you know what I'm saying? When he come to the town, everybody still treat that nigga like he first came out.
How about me?
Mace, I ain't gonna lie, when Mace come to the town, niggas are still, like, certain niggas still be, it's because he don't come to the town as much. So when he do, he still get that crowd around him and shit like that, too. Like, niggas.
I'm not gonna lie. Shout out my nigga Mace. Mace is fucking crazy and wax. I'm not gonna tell the story about when he pressed you. But I do want to say a big shout out to Pastor Mace, man. Because he is great. No, he's like one of those people where you have a certain image from what it was pushed through Bad Boy and all that stuff. Yes. And if you have two words with him, you like, this is nothing like what I thought this motherfucker was going to be. He's kind of off, like, crazy. Oh, like,
give me an example.
Temper wise. I mean, I understand where the murder Mace came from. Yeah. Like, I say I get him and Cam while they were
crazy,
beefing.
You got crazy with somebody around you?
Yeah. What? Yeah, I heard him talking crazy. And I was like, damn, Pastor Mace.
Nah, Mace is like...
Numerous times,
though. You know what I think when it came to that, I think it's where, like, when he went at it, when him and the Dips was going at it, and the way they spoke on, like, his relationship with God at that point. And certain things Cam said with him, that's what made everybody feel like, you know what I mean? Like, at that, like, how they feel about Mace. How I look at it at this point is like, I'm like, bro, if you got a relationship with God, you can have a relationship with God and still be you. You know what I'm saying? That's how I look at it. You can still be you. But when you, it's only when you like say, when you put something down that you, it's like contradicting. Like if you say something is not it and say something is not godly or something and then you do it, then it may look
but
like
why? This. Because there's people that do songs that are about drugs and they don't do drugs. 50 Cent drinking, he don't drink and he sells liquor.
Yo, so, but hey, but see, he don't drink because he a lightweight. When he do drink, he get drunk fast. Like on Drink Champs.
But you're promoting it. You're promoting it, right? So it's the same thing. Like nobody said just because I love God, I'm the most perfect being in the world. So I think
that's what I'm saying. If you got a relationship with God, you can still be who you is. Like I look at Mace because at this point, Mace will sit there talk his shit on his Harlem shit.
Yeah.
But then one day he'll have like on a whole clubhouse room where he's giving people like the word and stuff like
he
that.
He used to try to make me you know his saying? Second like, wing on the damn but it's crazy. Clubhouse.
I know I'm gonna end up being a pastor. You know what I'm saying? But I always have my shit. You know what I'm saying? And I don't mind. So I never cared about that type of
stuff. I think
spot.
Those
you
know are the most, saying? for the youth, I think the pastors with the stuff that they go through or the people that just have a strong relationship with God, I think those are going to be the ones to actually reach the youth faster than the traditional pastors that we know. Because we think you're too perfect. So we start thinking you lying. And then when we find out you lying, it makes somebody either don't believe in you or don't believe in God.
He don't want that.
And we don't want that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But you'll rather go through somebody who's, you see, go, like DMX.
Yes.
DMX tells somebody like about the word or telling you to believe in God, you going to believe it from him because you see he not perfect.
Yes.
He was not perfect, but you knew his relationship with God was strong. True.
But it still makes people question because they're like, okay, well, God, but he's clearly on drugs.
Yeah, but that it's like,
it's all through
and he can't kick it. So once you think of something like that, but I, you know, the other
you're not perfect. That's what I'm saying. Like if I rather somebody that's not perfect that still got a relationship with God because you still got a right to repent. You still got a right to do things like that.
Right, and that's true. But the confusion comes from the person thinking, well, why is he not cleaning him up? Why is he not being woken up? And in a way, maybe his purpose is to literally come here and tell other people and show them through him.
Yeah,
like
you
Jesus.
Know what I'm saying?
You know?
I'd rather that than somebody sitting there preaching to me all day and you look too perfect. And then later on, I find out, like, it went viral. Remember, it went viral when Kirk Franklin was on his phone cursing his son.
It went viral because
it's Kirk Franklin. You feel me?
You
know what I'm saying?
To be doing that.
We not thinking Kirk Franklin even talk like that.
I grew up with pastors, so I knew. You know what I'm saying? I was in a house with a pastor. I know that nobody's perfect. My whole block was fiends and stuff like that. And the fiends was really coming to us, giving us better words than the people with suits on. And I know the nigga with suits on, like you said.
Yeah.
I found out that he was messing with one of the young girls in the church.
But why do y'all think because it's suit? I don't think that.
I mean, the guys in the suits is the ones
you
that.
You still a man.
Yeah, you're right. But the guys in the suits is like. He's
like
showing.
Proper. You see the
people
nigga from
in the
Brooklyn,
suits
the
are the ones
head,
that
the
get us the
pastor.
Most.
That's
yeah,
what
but
I'm
the,
saying.
No, I mean businessmen. I mean in the church.
Disguise.
I mean,
This right here's a clown.
So yeah, so that means nothing to me.
Me
Your
neither.
Clothes mean nothing
me
to
neither.
Me.
Yeah, but to America, that's like they,
clean.
That's the clean look type shit. It's like
to
somebody,
America.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like it's like when you're running for president.
To America, you're scary, and I should be running whenever
I see anybody that looks like you. Yeah, that's a fact.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
But we the ones who are actually gonna protect you.
But the ones in the suits and the ones
or
that
not.
Look so the one that
no,
looks so
you.
You know what I mean?
Somebody
they the ones playing with young
you
kids
now.
And doing all the other sorts of stupid shit like that. You
but
feel
the,
me?
I also feel like the days of
the
traditional pastor is kind of gone. I do feel, and there's still some. I'm
I
not
mean,
saying
that,
there's
not. I would say
Jakes.
So, but T.D. Jakes like a legend.
But
at this
no,
point.
He's,
like
he's, yes, he's he grandfathered in.
T.D. Jakes cursing though right now.
Ooh, I mean,
wouldn't that throw you off?
Me.
But a new pastor, you wouldn't say nothing. Like the pastor that I watch in D.C., he's very, like, he's down. So,
I
like
Pastor Mike. It's Pastor Mike, and it's another pastor. He's from Gary, Indiana. He fuck with, he's married to Shaq's first
husband. Oh, yeah. Shawnee's husband.
I like him.
Yeah,
I like him, and I like Pastor Mike. He
but,
he do, they both got they like, they hip, they say, you know what I'm saying? Yes. But they still give you the word and they speak it to where it's like relatable. I like that. You know what I'm saying? They'll say
it. So why can't that be mixed? Why does he have to be made fun of?
You know, and that's the thing though. I don't think at this point right now, I don't even, if somebody does it right now, I'm like, I won't feel that way. I'll be like, yo, Mace could be who he is and still have his relationship with God.
And that person would be Kanye and people still say something about him.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like, bro, if you got it, cause who are we to judge? For real.
The fucking judge, the jury, ain't that what people do all day on Instagram?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It says only God can
judge. User number fucking 3, 4, 5, 6, 8.
But they're not going to determine whether we go to heaven or not. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you can say that all you want, but it could be somebody that been living proper forever. And then if he just was going through depression and he killed himself, that's like one of the ultimate sins.
Yeah, but you gotta preach to somebody, right? So
you feel what I'm saying?
You gotta preach to somebody. So if they're not gonna support because they feel like, oh, you're a rapper over here, then it's
I'm with that because it's traditional of what we seen growing up for so long, like pastors just don't be a part of that type of stuff.
Exactly.
Why is, like, okay, so the other day Quavo came out, somebody asked him if he would ever do gospel rap. Now he's in a new movie, Praise This, with Chloe Bailey. Mm-hmm. And he said, actually, yeah.
Yes.
I thought about it. And some people were like, it's crazy how they always say gospel rap is lame. And I thought about that. I'm like, you know, so you know what's cool?
A lot of dope gospel.
Let's kill each other. I love Lecrae. Saying, let's kill each other. Saying, let's sell drugs. Saying, let's take drugs. Saying, let's do. So that's cool. But when you talk about God,
that's why 20? I say it's the selective shit. And I agree because if, as an artist, if Quavo want to say, yo, if I've been doing all of this for so long and I'm probably still going to do it, why can't I make a record that, like when 50 did his second album, he made God Gave Me Style. He made that because his grandmother don't listen to his other music because it's too vulgar. So he made a record that he know his grandma could be proud of. I just did that too. Like I said, yo, I'm going to make a record that I know my grandma be more proud of and love and play every day. Because you don't want to, like, what you going to do? You going to force your grandma to just listen to all that stuff that you talking and she don't like none of that type of stuff?
So why would you push that off on everyone else too, though?
Because that's just your life experiences. There are some people who don't go through none of this and think this is the cool thing to do, but those are the real vultures. You know what I'm saying? It's just that they're popular, but those are the real vultures who don't go through these life experiences. What 50 Cent be saying, he went through. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So
20-plus years ago.
No, true, but it's still his life story. You wouldn't know.
You don't think you should evolve to that point?
No, you can, but
a lot of people fall when they do that too.
Because when you're talking about robbing people and shooting people and killing people, 50 just put a song out saying all that, right?
Right.
He's chilling in his many mansions. Yeah. And the person that's buying this is thinking, oh, I want to get like him. What do I got to do? Rob. Some people are not wired right.
I ain't gonna lie. I feel like that. Feeling like that for so many years, though. But in 2023, it's like, yo, bro, I'm tired of making it seem like, yo, we pushing this stuff to the kids when on every album, it has this nice little sticker at the bottom that says parental advisory.
I never read it.
Yeah, but even if you blank out the curses,
I don't either. but it's I'm doing it. I'm gonna listen to it when my mother ain't around until I got older. Where it's like, all right, whatever.
Peace.
But
some of these people are grown that are following. These are people that can listen to this music.
That ain't up to 50 Cent.
No, that's called influence. That's called influence because that's why they pay me on Instagram to wear something, right?
Yeah.
Not because it's going to be like, okay, now L'Oreal got it. Oh, now I like the way she wore that. I could probably do that too. Let me go get them sneakers.
But 50 it's also, not just 50, but other artists like that, a lot of them give you the consequences too that come with these stuff that we saying as well. That's why I said some, not all of them. Cause I ain't even gonna say no rappers' names, but it's rappers that like will say a certain lifestyle, but don't give you the consequences that come with this.
Yeah.
You feel me? So if you only seeing one thing and then you see these niggas is rich, you might think this is what you gotta get into. But if you listen to a nigga like 50, he telling you,
I got shot mad time.
I'm gonna get, I did a 3-9. Like, I'm telling you the consequences that come from this lifestyle. So if you choose to follow it, then you know what comes with it. You know what I'm saying?
Better teaching than other guys.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Cause it's like, that's where the shit go wrong at. You know what I'm saying? Because this is still our art. We not telling Denzel Washington, don't do training day. You feel me? Yes. Or we not telling, you feel me? We not telling niggas like how many slave movies is it is. We not in that type of, I feel like we still in some form of slavery, but we not in roots slavery.
Yeah, we showing that old.
And that's, we keep getting shown that in all sorts of ways right now. You feel me? All sorts of ways. It's like, it's a slavery movie every other year.
No, it should be, because it should. And at first I used to think like that until I spoke to, I think it's the one of the directors. I don't want to be wrong. Mm-hmm. So he basically was saying the reason why is that's our history. And sometimes they try to erase our history so that it seems like they don't owe us nothing, that we didn't build this, that we didn't discover this, that we didn't create this. And they do that by removing you and removing your knowledge of things slowly. So if there's no more slavery movies, they could be like, slavery was a myth, like the dinosaurs. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I get that.
It keeps going. So you want to keep, it hurts to watch. I hate it. But when he ended and explained it like that, like how they're trying to take the curriculum, the African-American studies out.
Yeah.
You're taking that away because you're trying to remove our history. You're taking us out of history because we're not in the white history books.
Yeah.
Very few and far between do we talk about black people in there, right?
And then they give us like history or social studies, and they got us learning about
nothing.
Some white man that did nothing.
Who stole, raped, killed, and robbed. I don't even know
what
social
studies is. What is social studies?
Okay. All right, so let's get into Word on the Street.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to talk about a couple of topics that are going on today.
We got
designer. Now, this happened a couple weeks ago.
Where's he from?
He's from Brooklyn. He's from Brooklyn.
Okay, okay.
But we don't claim him anymore.
I was about to say, is that a Brooklyn thing to do?
Oh, why would you think it's a Brooklyn thing to do?
I'm an ass.
So, okay, he's admitting himself into a mental institution.
Oh, shit. The best thing to do.
Because he was caught on a plane masturbating.
What?
So
I seen the headline. I was trying to not believe that shit.
Yeah.
Bro.
Was he fixing himself or jerking
He was
off?
Jerking off.
And on a plane.
On the plane, jerking off.
Private plane?
No. Commercial plane. Commercial flight.
Is it crack?
It gotta be something. There's no way you're that horny.
Yeah,
make you that horny?
Yeah, you're not that horny just saying, let me just do this right here, like in front of
everybody. Well, maybe he thought the person next to him was asleep. It was dark. It was a long flight.
What is wrong with you,
man? Why
are
you trying to get money next to a stranger anyway?
Well, you want to hear something crazy? Wax actually shared a story with us not too long ago. A couple years.
Yes.
And he said that before he takes off on the plane,
go in the bathroom and jerks off.
Okay, he's designer. What's the difference?
No, but the thing.
What's the difference?
What happens?
You went in the bathroom. It's still wild, but he went in the bathroom.
He don't even know how to lock it.
What happens after you jerk off? What you want to do?
You want to go to sleep?
I got a 6-hour flight, bro. Maybe I got time for this staying up all the fucking time. It's turbulence and shit.
So that's what designer was doing.
No, he was in front of people.
He's in front of people.
He's wild.
Going crazy.
He was under his blanket, I guess.
Nah. And where's it going? Mine go right in that toilet. You know how fucking suction that shit is. As soon as you hit it, that shit be like.
Yeah, where do you think he was going to come at?
On his clothing.
Oh, ew.
That's a sneaky situation.
Literally.
No pun intended. Yo,
and them little square napkins ain't big enough to clean that up.
You gotta wait till the fucking flight attendant come with the little napkin, shit real quick.
Napkin's this big.
He need the hose rack. Let me just get all those.
You want some crackers or cookies? No, I want some tissue, nigga.
Yo, nah, I can't believe.
Wipes.
Please pray for designer. Please. I mean that all serious.
So do y'all really think that he needs to be in a mental institution?
Yes, because what sane man is
doing
that?
Or did he just get caught, though?
What sane man is doing that? You got.
I don't even jerk off in my mom's crib.
You
I gotta
save
my mom for like a weekend or something. There's no, now you're playing on the phone with girls, nothing. It's like, I'm at my mom's crib, the library, and the plane should be around the same thing, you know what I'm saying? Certain things you just don't do in certain places.
Well, some people think that he's faking only because he's embarrassed that he got caught, and he's like using this as like an excuse.
I think it's
because you go to jail for this. This
but
is a crime.
Saying, no, either way, it's like whether he was. There's no faking.
There's no faking.
You when you once you decided to jerk off next to a stranger on
right.
a plane. Yeah, something wasn't
the
right.
The crazy thing is, if y'all only knew how often people complain of like people next to them trying to fill them up while they're sleeping.
A nigga next to me decides to try to get money next to me, I'ma break his shit.
Yo, all joke aside, like I promise, it was a gay guy next to me.
Kick me off the plane.
And he was looking at guy porn next to me.
Oh my God. That's weird.
If you got your headphones on, I don't got nothing to do with this. Yeah.
It wasn't.
Yeah, why you looking at his phone?
No, bro. He was saying
he liked it.
If this nigga's disrespectful and there's no headphones and you want to hear the sex.
You know he has headphones. Wax is looking in this nigga phone because he liked it.
Well, anything I love, it wasn't even crazy loud.
Or what if it was like a nosy? We all nosy. You never had a situation where you sit next to your friend and her phone ring and you
my
think,
friend, but
over
this,
just a little bit, like a quick look.
My friend, this is that nigga that's sitting next to her. Why are you looking at a nigga phone?
I was like this and my ass is already over this.
Okay, all right.
You know what I'm saying?
So when I woke up
and I just, you know what I mean? You just do a glance. This nigga's sketchy.
He's sketchy.
Bullshit.
I'd have asked to be removed or put me in the back. Switch.
Nope, he was already flight too long. He was like, no. Oh,
y'all in the sky already?
Been in the sky. I woke up to see it. And he just over there just like this. Just watching this shit. So I was like,
you can watch porn and not get like around?
Watching that shit
aroused?
Like it's a television show. I don't know.
Ain't the purpose to watch porn to get aroused?
He was trying. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with this guy.
Because to sit there and watch it and just be like, with your arms
that's
crossed,
what I think people
that's
do
like a
anyway.
Serial killer.
You're not going to watch porn and just go on and magically pull your meat out just be like this with the phone. It's like, it's distracting.
Oh, so he's getting ready to do that. So you could have woke up with something sticky on your pants.
One of my men said some funny shit on the gram, bro. I don't know if it was him for sure, but it was funny as shit. The nigga said, yo, have you ever jerked off and you jerking off the porn and your phone dies? I said, what? Yo, bro. Now, a nigga put me on what type of experience that is because I don't jerk off. I'm only jerking off when I'm ready to nut on the butt. You feel me? Like, when I'm ready to get for the finish.
So you don't use condoms?
I use condoms, but... not at the moment.
Yeah, okay.
Like,
all right.
Not
go
at
ahead.
The moment. No, I use, listen, I'm heavy condoms. But at the moment, no.
So you're in a relationship?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay.
So no condoms, no gloves, straight love.
Has it been long?
Yeah.
And you like, so you could be faithful in a relationship?
I try. I try my best.
Because when I'm in there, I'm faithful.
I hate God.
Like no, when I say I try my best is because like I'm not gonna do like I never stepped out as far as like sleeping dates, none of that. I did, but it's still cheating to me and cheating to the female where it's like, it's flirting.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, because you wouldn't want nobody to do that to you. You wouldn't want her to do that
exactly,
to you.
Exactly.
But sometimes for work, flirting is necessary.
I mean, until.
Yeah. That you gate feel is open me? When that dog ran after your ass.
You know what I'm saying?
I think both people have to be to the understanding.
This is what I do, though. I told her, this. It didn't matter to her, but I just told her just to be honest. I'm like, yo, bro, I do what you females do to thirsty niggas that like you. You let my man laugh because he knows I said this. I say, yo, bro, I use the girls that like me. I ain't gonna lie. Even when I was single, bro, I'm mad picky. I don't even just be in bitches' faces like that. You feel me? Like, only because when I was young, my man 20 told me, like, yo, you gotta tell the bitches you love them. Like, tell them bitches anything.
What?
Yeah, that's what he said to me at young. So when he said that to me, I said, I'm doing the exact opposite.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that.
Exact opposite. I said, like, I could count on my one hand
how many
relationships
people?
In my life. Five in relationships said, in my life.
You told five people you love them?
Like, in my life, yes.
That's so crazy. That's a lot. I think that's a lot.
That's a lot. I'm a piece of shit.
For real?
I'm not. Okay, if you say you have more than five partners,
no,
of course, I'd be like, that's
five relationships in my life.
See, relationships, I don't know, like, to say five people.
I'm not saying I love you when we not in no relationship.
To say I love you.
If I say I love you, like I love you, you the sis. Or if I say you the sis.
I think that's a lie.
Yeah. If I say I love you and you not my bitch, you are the sis. That's the only way I say I love you.
I think that is a lie. Nah. Let's tell everybody. He let us. Look at him. How many bitches?
Nah, I just seen too many crazy experiences with niggas that
because
like
I was never getting a relationship. Like he had 5 relationships. I was like the number one side guy. I never was.
If you could guess, just think of the amount of times you told a woman you love her.
Every time I got one.
So like hundreds?
What you mean hundreds? L'Oreal, damn.
Thousands? Is it thousands?
Not every girl. It's just like I love you because you got a man. And I can't be with you. I love my situation with you. I don't love you. I love our situation.
You got to be specific, though, because that gets your car keyed up and all sorts of stupid shit.
No, it does. It does. And I always tell dudes, do not tell these girls you love them, but I was doing it. And I was a fucking retard, dumbass.
I think y'all are fucking crazy.
Like mine's right now, like, she told me she loved me before I said I love her. And it was for a minute before I said I love you. Like,
yeah.
Because I wouldn't tell her if I didn't mean it.
Listen, I've only ever...
I can't say them 3 words, bro. Them 3 words come with bad headaches, bro.
I don't know how you could just say it so easily.
I can't, so easily? I only said it 5 times.
I'm talking to Wax.
The ones I didn't tell, I showed it to. And I'm the ones I really did love.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? The ones I say I love you...
Like, if I say I love you, I'm at that point, I'm in love with you.
I'm sorry, but I do think 5 times is still a lot. Maybe because I'm judging because I didn't have that many. And before this year, it was only 2. And one person is
now,
dead.
Out of these 5, I might have not knew what love is from the first 2.
My shit was real love.
Like, at that time, like, you think you know love? Bro, I was like 17 when
I first... So a girl said, I love you, you'll never just...
Nah.
You'll like, love you too. Just, nah.
You should never say it back.
When they would tell me, yo, I love you, I'd be like, that's nice. You feel me?
Yeah. And
not that
me,
nice.
Or say me too.
Nah.
You don't say me too?
Nice. Or I'll say, oh. But I will never say I love you too.
Oh, it's crazy.
That's all I can say.
So you never told somebody you love them first and they didn't tell you back yet?
I never told nobody, no female I love them first.
Why is that? Rejection? Fear of rejection?
It's just, because usually the female always falls in love with me before I actually fall in love with them. I still got to do, it's a lot of interviewing I still got to do with you. Like, still getting to know you, still building with you, still, like, you know what I'm saying, before I say I'm in love with you. I need to start. If I'm in love with you and I say I love you, that means I see a future there.
Yeah, of course.
That's why I said I think the first two or three times, I don't think I might have understood what love was.
Wax is fucking disgusting.
How many times you really think you was in love?
I'm going to say twice.
Okay, I feel like that makes sense.
Too. I give really, really, I was in love and this girl don't even know what she could have did to me twice.
Yeah.
The rest of the motherfuckers a whole lot of bullshit.
Like, yeah, no, so that's more realistic to me only because I'm like, how can you be that serious in love that?
Cool, I'm going
to
say,
with all those
the
people.
First one I always count because it was my first time I ever said I love you. And then I think...
You meant that shit with your little puppy.
I think I did.
With your little puppy heart.
That first one.
You meant that shit.
Yeah, so I was young and I said it. You feel me? To the point where like years later and When I got with her, I was like, I'm young, I'm getting popular in Harlem.
Yeah.
I do her fake dirty. So
we always do the first dirty.
Wait, so years later, I told her, yo, anything I did to you before, bro, I apologize because I was young, you feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? I was just getting in my way, you know what I'm saying? I apologize, you feel me? This doesn't mean I want you back, but I apologize. I just want you to know that, you know what I'm saying? That I was in the wrong for how I treated you growing up.
I do think that because the first person I told I love, passed away. But I feel like if he was still alive, I would have never told nobody else, to be honest. To be honest. But like now to 3, that's it. Max for me. And like, that's got to be my husband. Yeah. And that's it.
I got to find somebody else to tell I love now.
No, you need to fucking...
I just feel like...
Love yourself.
I love myself. Are little, like me, sure I'm an Aquarius. So I'm moving.
Oh my God, I hate Aquarius.
All females. I'm mad blunt. I be having to learn. I gotta learn how to sugarcoat.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like the homies tell me, bro, it don't be, sometimes it don't be what you say.
Black
or
white.
It's how you say it, bro. It's like, yo, bro, what the fuck you want me to do? Because if I don't say it how this way, she might go or he might go with another type of narrative that I said to them and it's not what I meant. You feel me?
Yeah.
I gotta tell it to you the way I need to tell
when
it.
When I say duck, motherfucker, that means
you feel me?
I ain't gonna say
you know what I'm saying?
You should duck.
That's why with women, I was always like, 100% blunt with them. I say like, yo, I'm not trying to be in no relationship right now. Mm-hmm. You will always have a smile on your face with me. I'm going to be a vibe, all of that type of mm-hmm. shit. But that's just not what I see right now. And I might not see it with you.
Because then you might meet somebody else and you don't even tell her that.
You know what I'm saying? So then when I'll be like, yo, I'll be busy. And they say, oh, niggas make time for what they want.
That's true.
Niggas make time for what I need. And I don't need you.
Mm.
But what you want to.
If I'm too busy to make time for what I want,
you go on
want,
your phone and go.
I want $1 million. I'm trying to get that shit. You feel me? And I can't get that shit snuggling up with you.
Well, I'll tell you, mm-hmm. me personally, I make time for things I need, want, whatever. I could definitely be a little bit more available.
It's things I want and it's things I need. And right now, I'm going for the things that I need. I want $1 million. I feel like I need $1 million. So that's what I'm going for.
Yeah,
going
you're
for
working towards that. Yeah, but there's like, a balance because,
but at that point, I'm chilling with my family. Like, you know what I'm saying? I want to, you know what I'm saying? Now with you,
building.
You got to show me what you would have to show me, like what it is, like, why are you valuable that I need to, you know what I mean? Treat this with some type of priority. Mm-hmm. If not, if you just feel like I should because other niggas is on you and
you
look good,
then you can't just do that with anybody.
You're going to keep getting the same energy from me.
You feel me?
Because it's like, it's that you just looking good don't mean nothing.
No, that don't mean a goddamn thing.
I got in trouble before in my relationship because I told a female, oh yeah, I like this picture. Like, you look good in this. I was wrong, but I didn't mean it.
Y'all niggas is funny with these. Don't put no fucking fire emojis. All of that is trash. Yeah,
but at least, at least he know he's wrong.
Yeah, nah, you know I know. What
I'm y'all knew he was wrong when you was doing it.
Yeah, but at that time, I just didn't care.
She should have put an eggplant emoji underneath Dylan Brooks shit. Because Dylan Brooks is who we're going to talk about next really quickly. So he was talking shit to LeBron the whole playoffs. We already know that went down. But I had a question for y'all off of the Dylan Brooks thing because he was talking big shit about LeBron. And what he was saying was, he's old. LeBron is old, is what he said.
Okay.
Dylan Brooks is like 26, 27 years old. Mm-hmm. LeBron is what, 37?
38.
Okay, now let's be real. When we was growing up, 38, 39 was old for a basketball player. Do you think that we're kind of... I mean, and they're still great. He's still a great player, but everybody's getting up there. There's a whole new wave of players, right?
Yes. You got to do what LeBron doing, though. And I'm not even... Again, I'm not a huge LeBron fan, bro, but stats is stats.
Numbers don't lie.
But Kobe was up.
And Kobe was 40 years old, and when he retired his last game, he dropped 61.
Yeah.
So as a 27-year-old nigga, if you ain't doing shit like that, shut the fuck up, nigga.
He definitely should shut the fuck up. But when
you're
it comes to...
You're not coming back from no 3-1 like LeBron James against the Golden State Warriors. Like, you're not doing that.
Yo, how long he been in the league?
Who, LeBron?
No.
No, we're not making... Don't make this about him.
No. Right now, when LeBron came in, he was the man all the way through.
Yeah.
You've been in there for 6 years, and I'm just hearing about you right now. So
okay, but the point is, should we be starting to look to the new era of basketball players?
You need to start doing it, because when LeBron was 19 and 20 years old, he took his team to the finals.
Yeah, but he was doing Nike commercials and still and all that stuff.
John Nike commercials and shit.
Right,
like
but don't you feel like the real... I feel like it was just a younger energy in the NBA before.
Niggas got to take the crown, bro. That's how I feel. You need to take the crown. I think niggas are so entitled that niggas feel like, yo, niggas should just give this shit to you.
But you don't think that there are players that do exceptionally well and they sleep on them because they're not LeBron?
Yeah. Exactly. If LeBron was there longer,
you can't even compare a 3-year career to a 20-something year career.
He did that 3-1 like a few years ago. He did that 3-1
and won a championship.
I think he did that 3-1 when Dylan Brooks came in the league. I think he just came in the league when LeBron did the 3-1. Like, you know what I'm saying? Or the year after, you know what I'm saying? So he's still doing shit. He just passed stats he just passed, I feel like. I think it was Kareem.
He did that last year, I think.
It took him 20 years to get to this point. There are some players that are like LeBron when he first came in. But you're trying still to get to that point. Because LeBron, what are you talking about? I remember being at certain games where people love LeBron or people fucking hated them. Now that's everybody, like, nah, I feel like more people love LeBron right now than they do hate him.
It's still a LeBron James hate train.
I mean, a little one, but at one point in time, nobody liked LeBron.
No, that's facts. But how?
Just like nobody likes Dylan.
How long you
going?
No, we only saying that with Dylan because you speaking on a nigga like that.
Yeah,
like LeBron James.
But aren't you supposed to do that?
I feel like he's old. All right, cool. You feel like he's old, but. What are you gonna do to stop his stats? Like, what are you gonna do to stop this old nigga?
But you don't think you're supposed to do that, even as a rapper? Like,
I won't disrespect nobody that came before me. That sanction. That's like me talking crazy. I told Hov to his face, "I'm coming for that crown." He said, "Oh yeah," and did like this, step back on some come get it shit. Gave me a pound, walked off.
He might look at that.
I'm never gonna say, "Yo, this nigga's too old." Or he need to get his shit up.
He might look at that as disrespect, or somebody else might, because they'd be like, "He's the king. Fuck you, think you coming for the
crown?" But I could come for that crown. That's not me saying, "Yo, you old, you shouldn't have the crown no more. Pass it." No, nigga, take it.
But that's his opinion.
Yeah, it is your opinion. But then do something about it.
I mean, but where's the lie? Like most basketball players retire around 38, 39.
He's trying to play him out when he said, "Oh, but he's old."
Yeah, that's what it is. He said, I'm not scared. He said, "If you don't drink, give me 40. I don't respect it." He said, "Yo, the nigga's old." He said, "We're saying a bunch of shit about LeBron."
And guess what? Nobody wasn't talking about him weeks ago, but that's then they started talking about him there.
Because of who you speaking on. Mm-hmm. If you'd have talked about motherfucking,
Anthony Davis, even.
Yeah, if you'd have said something about AD, it'd have got traction for 2 days.
Wanted to be somebody, and not to say that I want them to just start with LeBron. I want them to start with everybody because this is my vibe right now. I want somebody that comes into the league, into the NBA, that actually could back their shit up and then talk shit like that. Yeah. Like, why the fuck y'all worry about Steph and these niggas? Like, yeah, they old news. Like, the young niggas is coming up.
When Steph won the ring.
That's a competition, though. You right around. We all basketball players. Yeah, I'm trying to be the best motherfucking basketball player.
No, for sure. You can feel like you're the best and do what you're going to do, but these
talk
stats.
Shit, too.
These stats going, yeah, but if your stats ain't nowhere near
but
mine.
But that's what I'm saying. That's where he
can't
fucked
even
up.
Look at me.
Yeah, that's what he fucked up.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Like, how dare you can say, "Yo, I'm old," but. Then get me out of here. Get
I want somebody
old,
to come and shake the shit
up. Get this old nigga
out of
here.
It's too friendly in this
niggas
motherfucker.
Niggas be like, Jay 50 years old, mm-hmm. right? And Jay at the top of the totem pole. Get that nigga out of here.
Niggas have done that before. Remember when Lil Yachty said something crazy about Biggie or something, and the niggas was mad
Biggie
at
not,
him?
Yeah, because Biggie not allowed to defend himself. Yeah.
But there was plenty of people that's from Big, from Jada, to all them niggas that would quickly say something in his defense.
Sure.
He need to be alive.
No, for sure. That's impact, though.
I will say, he made me pay attention to him when I said that. And I'm like, yeah, this nigga better have some fucking better songs or songs that add up. And he didn't have better songs. But I'm like, this nigga's actually not fucking bad. Mm. Now, it depends. Now, like you said, if you don't have the stats or nothing nowhere close, he should have shut the fuck up.
He just talking.
But a nigga that can actually do something.
For Lil Yachty and Biggie, it's hard because Lil Yachty has a chance to, like, just off of consistency and if he consistently sells, like, good numbers, he could possibly pass Biggie because Biggie only has 2 albums.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He died. You know what I mean? The second album, he wasn't even alive to see it released.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, we really could only go by the first album, which is Ready to Die because he was alive for it. You know what I'm saying? Versus the amount of albums that Lil Yachty has a chance to create. That's why I hate having a conversation between Biggie and Jay-Z because it's like, bro, Jay has 13 albums. Biggie has 2.
Yes.
Like, I do want us to respect our legends, but I like when people come in the game and shake shit up.
Nah, come through and shake shit up, but have them stats. Like,
Drake, I agree with that. When Drake say top two,
I'm not two, a nigga might be like, "Hey, man." You know what I'm saying?
You can't compare these stats with this nigga.
Yeah, but but Drake been talking shit for quite some time, even before he was at that point. So that's just.
His numbers was selling high. He was already, his competition, he was blowing them niggas out the water. Yeah.
Ice Baby was a big song. What the fuck does that mean? Like numbers don't mean really nothing when it comes to that. It's you showing your career path, everything he's done.
If you going against niggas like Jay-Z, who got numbers, you're going to need numbers. You can say the numbers don't mean nothing, but if you have no numbers and you speaking on a nigga,
I mean,
with
what numbers are you referring to?
We could go with Jay got 23 Grammys. He has the most Grammys out of everybody. Only nigga tied up with him is Kanye. we could say number
Grammys
one
album. Grammys doesn't count. There's people that are fucking legends that's never gotten a Grammy. I don't count that.
Whose fault is that,
that's
though?
That's like me being like this. Oh, just because Lil' Kim didn't get any Grammy, she's whack. Like, I'm not.
Yeah. I'm just, no, but these are all, hold on, these are all accolades, though.
That's
like
a white man's competition that they're deeming the best rap album.
Jay won his first Grammy about selling crack on Hard Knock Life.
It doesn't matter. And Macklemore won it over Kendrick Lamar another year.
But look fast forward. Macklemore don't got more Grammys than Kendrick Lamar right now. Kendrick got 17.
But he got that one over him. That's all that matters. His debut album. That's a big
deal. That album should have co-produced. That's like 50. But Evanescence won. But when the Grammys, though, like aside from Kendrick, because I agree with that. I think Kendrick should have won that. I think 50 should have beat Justin Timberlake. But it was Justin Timberlake at the time.
Okay, at the white.
Hot as shit. Yeah.
Justin Timberlake at the white man's award show. Let's move on. Black excellence.
I was saying 23 Grammys, 13 number one albums. I'm in the Songwriters Hall of Fame. I'm in the Rock and Rolls Hall of Fame.
It's hard to beat.
It's
that.
Like, I'm in mad shit. How you going to talk about me? We want to talk about money at $2.5 billion.
Numerous people talk about Jay-Z and say that they don't like his music. And trust me, I've argued with a ton of niggas.
But saying you don't like his music, that's preference. It's mad.
Or they'll be like, that nigga's this, that nigga's that.
You can say that all you want. That's like, a nigga can say Jay-Z's trash if he want because he don't like his music. That's his preference. It's like a nigga saying, I don't like the movie Juice. And nigga be like, what the fuck you mean?
But they also always say that Jay-Z fell off. Like, in the past whatever amount of years, when it comes to music, a lot of people
when you at the top, all you can do is, like, all nigga gonna say is, yo, he ain't the same Jay-Z. And sometimes it be from niggas who wasn't even listening to Jay-Z when he was the prime Jay-Z. How you gonna say he wasn't the same Jay-Z? You wasn't
all right, y'all, we gotta get into Black Excellence.
Jay not Black Excellence?
Jay definitely Black.
No, not today, he's not. Actually, we have, shout out to the UVA football players. For the football team. Because it was three players that was actually killed in a school shooting.
Oh yeah, I heard about that.
And they were honored in the draft. And, you know, it's such an unfortunate situation because obviously people lost their lives going. Yeah. You're in school. You thinking you about to, you know, get into the league or go to your next step. This is what, you know, is happening. So let's
prayers out to them.
But that's dope that they were honored at the draft.
No, for sure, for sure. Yeah. For sure.
Congratulations. Whoever thought about that, big ups.
Right. Yeah. And then also, we want to give a shout out. I want to get his name because he has gotten so many scholarships, so much money. He did so well in school. He's like making headlines.
He needs to be my tutor.
I'm hoping that'd be my kid when, you know, my
like, I hope that keeps happening. Like, the bloggers, like, start, like, shedding light on some people that's academically doing super great and shit like that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's fire. Like, I don't know how they highlight those people, but I want them to continue.
I mean, we would love to, you know, if anybody has any Black excellence, we will definitely receive it. Y'all know how to get in them DMs.
Yeah.
Dennis Barnes, he received a record-breaking 170 college offers and more than $9 million in scholarships.
What?
Nine. He's from New Orleans.
Yo, bro, $9 million.
He's 16 years old. Oh. Congratulations to him. That's amazing.
What do you do? Read better than me?
Yo, do they?
He's fluent in Spanish and all kind of stuff. He's way smarter than you, Wack.
Yo, do they still let people skip grades?
I skipped the grade, actually. No, you didn't. Shut the fuck up.
I went backwards. It don't matter.
What happened?
He skipped high school.
The other way.
They said, no, I don't think
it got his GED.
It was literally like this, and boom, let me go.
I didn't go to the eighth grade. And then they tried to skip me.
You went straight to high school?
Yeah, I went straight to high school. And then they tried to skip me from the 9th to the 11th. But my mother was like, that's too much.
Yeah. Moms be hating sometimes like that, bro.
Moms do be hating. I was trying to get up out of there.
What you mean? Like, how you just going? Nah.
Nah, because I did start acting different because I was hanging around older kids, obviously. Yeah, so I started being outside.
Right, that makes sense. See, mama knows.
Very fresh.
Yeah.
Mama knows. See, that's a mama's mindset.
Right. Yeah. Nah, let's get into Wax's ABCs. Wax's ABCs. we're gonna give Wax a word. He's gonna pronunciate it for us. He's also gonna use it in a sentence, and he's gonna define it. Okay, so the word is intransigent.
This word is intransigent. Intransigent is in transit. So there's somebody going somewhere. And an agent is, instead of agent, is agent. So this is, you know, in trans is they got a costume on and it might be a gentleman, but it's not. But they in transit. So they moving. I'm not going to use this one. We can't use this one.
Yes, we can. Go ahead.
I'm about to go in, but you know what I'm about to go in, and I can't do that.
Well, no, you need to speak politically correct. Okay, yeah, fucking professional.
Let me politically correctly put this in transit scent going on. In trans is the... In trans is...
Come on today, nigga.
I'm sorry.
I got somewhere to be.
Because I had something else to say, but I'm sorry. And I'm switching.
No, say what you was going to say, because now I want to know.
All right. In trans is a costume.
That was a here goes nothing.
In trans is a costume that a transgender put on and is really a gentleman.
What?
But is in trans is a woman and now is a gentleman. So the in trans, gent. Gent is man.
Use it in a sentence. I would love to hear
it. It's a new word.
Okay.
All right. So instead of, you know, everybody always getting mad because you're calling people transgender or he or she and stuff, this is just another pronoun. And is in trans, gents, is a woman that turns into a man, trans.
I don't think that's what it is.
I guarantee.
Okay.
This one, so I'm lying wrong.
He was scared. Shauna Brooks gave you permission to ask questions.
This is not a question.
So the word is intransigent, and it just means refusing to agree.
Yeah, totally off.
Come on. It's
totally off.
It's not said.
Totally off.
They don't want to agree with their self because it's really a woman and it's a man.
Stay woke.
Intransigent.
See, like, he could get canceled. I can't.
He's getting canceled.
Where can they follow you, find your stuff at, and all that good stuff?
Follow me on all social medias at SNS underscore Icy Gang. SNS, S, the letter N, the letter S, underscore ICYGANG. Go tune into the new album, Big Icy 2, out now on all streaming platforms. We currently on tour right now. We did Philly, we did CT. We stop in the city May 9th.
Dope.
You know what I'm saying? I'm doing like a live band type of vibe.
That's
like
fire.
Like an unplugged, like, yeah, type of vibe. And then we go to...
With gospel rap.
If I do the record in time. You know what I mean? But and then we go to Atlanta right up that weekend. So we start going to all these states and, you know what I mean? Just follow the campaign and, you know what I mean? Make sure you stream that this new single, Up It, featuring Jim Jones and Dave East. It's been picked up on the Bruce Willis soundtrack for the movie Assassins, which is
nice.
Also on different platforms, Amazon Prime, all the, you know, wherever you find movies at. I fire stick my
Tubi.
Movies. I don't know.
No, I'm joking. I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I fire stick my movies.
Okay,
but,
so you still.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Yeah. Just tune in, man.
Thank you so much for stopping by. Yes. Bully and the Beast podcast. Make sure you rate, review, subscribe.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
And we will see you next week. Don't forget, if y'all need some advice, y'all need to DM us. All you got to do.
Hit us up at Bully and the Beast podcast. Yeah.
Bye.
Peace.
Streaming May 23rd only on BET Plus. Miss Pat is back.
I'm excited.
And it's time for some grown-ass family time.
I am a man.
Oh, you a man?
That's right.
Then take my clothes off. You ain't pay for none of that on your back.
Dad, you can't ignore your mother forever.
I've tried.
Would you like me to backhand you again?
The Miss Pat Show. Streaming May 23rd on BET Plus. To sign up and learn more, visit BET.plus.